You're listening to Archer Radio.
This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com, the only ordinary queercast on the internet. Today is Wednesday, August 3rd, 2005. Now, yesterday I was listening to Mr. Poos, and he was going on and on about wine. So I decided to play just a little clip from his show and talk about what he was talking about. So listen to
this.
This
is Ferdinand fucking Poos at the Ferdinand
He's so funny.
Show or whatever it's called these days. I don't know. And I have been wine tasting all day, but not that professional shit like Archer and his boyfriend does. Because
well, Mr. Poos, it's not professional. We do it as a hobby. Now, come on. Be nice about it. Let's see what else he has to say.
Honestly, I can't tell you the difference between a Merlot and a Cabernet Sauvignon.
It's Merlot and Cabernet Sauvignon.
And because they both taste like bitter shit to me. But I have been cutting them with some, not by cutting, but I mean just like a, say for every cup of real wine, the Merlot, actually I bought a $15 bottle of it.
Now $15, that's a decent bottle of wine. You should have enjoyed that. Now you're talking about wine being bitter. Well, it's not bitter, it's dry. I think you say that later in your show, but you have to get used to it, like you say. Now, I don't know what he's talking about by cutting it, unless he's putting like a Sprite in it or something, but or he did talk about putting Splenda in it. I can't imagine putting Splenda in wine, but let's listen to a little bit more of him.
And I hate spending more than $3 on a bottle of that stuff.
That's so cheap.
But I've really got to learn my wines.
Yes, you do.
Because I really want to get to, you know, when I'm like 45, 50, 60, 70, 80, or whatever it is these days. I don't know what these people are. I want to say, you know what, I am a wine aficionado. And so I have...
You'll get there someday. Take your time and try different wines.
Because, quite honestly, anybody that would drink these things without having some motivation, incentive, whatever, to do it, is probably a little silly in the head. He's touched in the head.
Now, Mr. Poos, that's not nice. Let me stop there just for a minute. People aren't touched in the head just because they drink wine, you little silly thing, you. People actually enjoy it, and we can... It can be a hobby. You can try different wines and see what you like. And you don't have to be an aficionado, definitely. Just enjoy the flavors and the colors and the smells and all the food that it goes with. Now, you know. So let's go back to Mr. Poos and see what he has to say.
I have been trying these wines out. And I've got everything from the Merlots to, is what I call these Pinot. Nors.
He means Pinot Noir.
And to a Gewürztraminer.
And I think he means a Gewürztraminer.
Some ignorant shit. I don't know. all I know is it set me back $22.
That's a decent
and
bottle
so,
of wine.
It's not that table wine stuff. Whatever that stuff is. Table Wasser. Wasser table.
Now, I have no idea what that is.
Tablewasser, Tablewasser.
This just means table wine.
I don't speak no Germans anymore. I don't remember any of that stuff. I just remember the words by themselves. And so, qualitative. What is it? Qualitative wine?
I don't know what he's talking about here, but we'll just let him play in the background.
I've been testing these things, just trying to find out which one tickles my fancy.
Well, let me just suggest a couple wines here for you, Mr. Poos. If you don't like the dry, as you call it, bitter red wines of the Merlots and the Cabernet Sauvignons and the Pinot Noirs, then I suggest you move over to the white wines, like a Chardonnay, an Albarino, Pinot Grigio. Any one of those would be will have just enough sweet in there for you. So where you don't have to add the Esplenda that you say you add. Anyway, he goes on to talk about wines and what he was definitely adding. He put Splenda in with his wine. I can't even understand that. What were you thinking, Mr. Poos? I know you're young and all, but don't put Splenda in wine. And definitely don't buy that Arbor Mist stuff. That's not wine. That's like a wine cooler. That's nasty. Now, you need to stick to, you know, your $15, $20 bottle of wines. And I know that you said that you kind of like the Merlot or it was too bitter. Well, the Merlot is actually the one that should be smoother. Smoother than the Cabernet Sauvignon, because the Cabernet Sauvignon is a dry red wine. And the Merlot is a little bit smoother and is not as dry. So you should be able to handle that one just fine. Now, don't try to taste them all at the same time. Buy one bottle and enjoy it slowly. Have like one glass a night or something. Don't try to drink them all at one sitting and get all drunk, because that's not the point. So anyway, Mr. Poos, I think you should just take your time, buy one bottle of wine, start you out with a Pinot Grigio. Start with that and then see if you enjoy that. And then, now when you're having that Pinot Grigio, have some almonds with it, maybe even a slice of apple, sharp cheddar cheese and some plain water crackers, and just enjoy it. Just sip it and enjoy it slowly. Now, if you're going to go with the reds, like your Merlots and your Cabernet Sauvignons and your Pinot Noirs, you need to have a big hunk of cooked meat to go with that, because those are heavy wines and they need, you know, something to balance them out. So anyway, Mr. Poos, that's my advice for you with your wines. Stay away from the Arbor Mist, don't put Splenda in your wines, and start with some whites. So take that advice, Mr. Poos.
Hi, this is Scott from the world of Scott Mundo 2K5. You're listening to Archer, broadcasting from the nation's capital on archerradio.com.
I got that sweeper from Scott Mundo of the world of Scott Mundo 2K5. So, and I made one for him too. So thank you, Scott. And speaking of Scott, I've been trying to figure out how to get the image or the graphic to show up in iTunes when people download my show. And I emailed Scott today, because his consistently comes up every single time. And I asked him how to do it, and he quickly sent me an email back and explained to me how to do it. And sure enough, I was able to add my graphic into the... actually, the way he told me how to do it is you actually attach it to the MP3 file. It's not like it's a URL anywhere where Apple has to go out and get it. It's actually attached to the MP3, and then when you download it, there it is. And I went ahead and did that for yesterday's show, number 69. What a great number. And Scott wrote me back saying that, yes, it worked. So that's great. And speaking of show 69... this is show number 70. Yay, we made it to 70. I know that Wanda had her 100th show the other day, and good for her, proud of her, and I made it to 70, so good for me. Now, last night I watched Big Brother, and you know I was talking about Big Brother before, and I know I keep doing too many updates on Big Brother, but anyway, Big Brother was interesting last night because they had the veto competition, and it was... Sarah and James and Maggie and Rachel and Kacer and Janelle. And they were trying to get these televisions to turn to Channel 5. Anyway, it ended up that James and Sarah won. And sure enough, as anyone can guess, Sarah took James off the block. And then Maggie had to choose someone new to put on the nomination block, so she chose Janelle. Now, remember what I predicted last Saturday? I predicted that Maggie would put up Kacer and Janelle. And even though she didn't on that first day, she put up James and Kacer, eventually she did put up Kacer and Janelle. So my first prediction was actually correct. Now, the question is, what's going to happen? Who's going to leave? Because now it's Janelle and Kacer. And I would guess... that, well, the way Maggie was talking, she wants to get rid of Kacer, but I think I'd rather get rid of Janelle. There's too many women in that house as it is. Speaking of Big Brother, on Towel Road, I don't know if anybody reads that blog, but he had video captures of Bo and Howie fooling around. Howie is like this tease in the house, and he was teasing the hell out of Bo by kissing him and, like, you know, being such a little cock tease. It was quite funny, and I actually saw that on the episode. And Tal Rode wrote about it today, so that was funny, or that was, you know, interesting. So, yeah, that's the Big Brother update. And let's see, tomorrow is Thursday, so it'll be on again, and we'll get to see who actually gets kicked out. My prediction right now is Kacer. However, I would prefer to have Janelle go out. But we also find out who becomes head of household, and that could change the whole, you know, dynamic of the house anyway. Okay, so tonight, the boyfriend and I, as I mentioned yesterday, the boyfriend and I are going to Wolf Trap, the Center for the Performing Arts, to see Rufus Wainwright. And I said yesterday, foolishly, that Rufus Wainwright was a jazzy, bluesy kind of singer, but he's actually not. I went to the website today and listened to some clips, actually on the Wolf Trap website, wolftrap.org, and they had clips in there of the different songs and stuff. And actually, he sounds more pop to me than jazzy or bluesy. Maybe that was just the clips that they had posted there, but definitely doesn't sound jazzy or bluesy, so it should be interesting. And also appearing with him is Ben of Ben Folds 5. I think that's what it's called. I should check out the website and see, because I know I was on there before, and they had pictures of them together, so I know that they are performing together, I guess, with their bands. That's what I'm not sure about. Let's see, where did I go? Oh, what the fuck? I might as well just go back to the website. Let's go to wolftrap.org, and I will tell you. There we go. There we go. It's Rufus Wainwright and Ben Folds of Ben Folds 5. Yeah. Today, or tonight, I should say, at 8 o'clock. And it says special guest Ben Lee. I don't know who that is. And they're both performing with their bands. But you know what? It doesn't say... Oh, it says two must-see alternative popsters. So that'll be interesting to see. And here, of course, I won't be taking my iRiver with me, because last time we went, I clearly saw a sign that said no recording devices, no cameras, no video cameras. So I won't be able to record or take anything with me. Although I would like to take the video camera to record some more of the boyfriend and I having this nice picnic dinner. We're actually going to take two bottles of wine with us, because last time when we went to see Cassandra Wilson, we finished the first bottle relatively quickly, and we were sitting there thinking, we could really go for another bottle of wine. So this time we're definitely taking two bottles of wine. And what kinds? Well, we went to, you know, wineries over the weekend. Was it over the weekend? We went to Grey Ghost, but then I guess it was the weekend before. Anyway, I'm bringing a bottle of Oasis Blush, I think it's called. And the boyfriend is bringing, I don't remember what he's bringing. So, and then he's going to bring some chicken, and I'm going to bring some nibbles for nibbling. Anyway, you don't need to know that. And I'm just going on and on and on. Which is fine. So anyway, basically this whole conversation started because I made the mistake of saying that Rufus Wainwright was a jazzy bluesy singer when he really isn't. So I shouldn't have said that. My apologies. And then let's see. And on Thursday, did I already mention this about the boyfriend and I are going to go pretty much all day Thursday to, I've already got it mapped out. We're going to three different wineries on Thursday in Leesburg, Virginia. There's probably eight out there, but we can get to three. There's three relatively close together, and we'll be able to do that in one day and not get drunk and still be able to get home at a decent hour. So we're doing that on Thursday. Oh my gosh, it's coming up on 14 and a half minutes. Man, these podcasts go fast when I'm just not even thinking about what I'm talking about. And tonight I didn't even make a list. I'm just yakking off the top of my head. A couple more things. I mentioned yesterday that that Apple introduced a new mouse, the Mighty Mouse. Well, right after I recorded that show yesterday, I went ahead and ordered the mouse. And last night before I went to bed, I got an email saying that it had shipped. So within a couple of days, I'll have that new mouse. And of course, I'll let you know what it's like when I get it, or you know, if I like it at all, if I'm able to figure it out, because it's a programmable mouse. So It will be interesting. Okay, I think we're going to end this now because we've gone on long enough. So, boys and girls, thank you for listening. Thank you for emails. Thank you for comments. Still didn't get any voicemails. Send me some voicemail. And thank you for voting for me on PodcastAlley.com. We got a couple more votes today. So keep voting. Okay, so until next time, boys and girls, bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.